Gary, quite a long break. Have you used this break?
Yeah, it's been a strange one because I think if you look at our weeks normally, you've got a kind of 5 day build up, if you like, starting on the Monday leading up to the Saturday. So it's been a strange one, if you know, in some ways, because we came in on the Monday, and then you're not playing till the following Tuesday. So there's almost a couple of sessions of that week that the players are kind of thinking, let's just get through these and let's start concentrating a bit further nearer the time. So, but we've had a decent amount of work. We've had some really good sessions. They've still worked very hard. It's been great because we only normally do a running session once a week, but we've actually managed to get two in this time. So the players are really, really chuffed with that. Oh, wow, they're so pleased. But no, so we'll be well prepared. I think sometimes you never quite know how that extended 10 days affects anything. And I think that's always the thing, isn't it? Sometimes when you're playing regularly, it helps. Sometimes when you have a break, it helps, but there's never a hard and fast rule. So, but yes, so I mean, all the staff went out to game Saturday as well. So, and I watched went to watch Bolton QPR. So, in some ways, I suppose that's given us a slight advantage.
Injury wise as well, it gives you a little bit of time for people to have the little niggles to clear up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Vorney's trained this morning for the first time, and like you say, if that had been, if it had been a week after the last game, then he probably wouldn't have made it. So, yeah, I think we've got a more or less clean bill of health. Brock re-injured, I think his quad, had a tight quad. So again, just struggling to get him fully fit at the moment. And obviously, Erd's still unavailable for the foreseeable future. So, apart from that, we've got everyone back.
Looking at the results, this is going to be one tight running, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah, I mean, just as you think, I think I looked at 80 minutes on Saturday and looked at the position we were in. I think Derby were 1-0 down at the time, and it was all looking pretty good. And then at the end of the game, you think, well, because we've not played, suddenly you slip a little bit behind in terms of points. I think it's 5 points. But as we know, it's there's so many points and so many games to play.
Twists and turns, aren't
they? Yeah, I think you almost concentrate on what you do. I don't think you can really start to worry about what other teams do. We know roughly, I think anything between 72 and 78 points has had a chance of getting you in the playoffs historically over the last 10 seasons. So I think that is your aim. Your aim is to get in between that sort of points tally and see if you can make it, and like you say, there's a long way to go, but it's exciting that we're part of it, at this stage of the season.
Nobody expected you to be part of it, did they? Let's be honest with you, nobody expected you to be. You might have done within the camp, but outside, not many expected you.
No, I think once again, I think we were one of the fancied to get relegated, because as usual, people think, well, you've come in and had an uplift. What happens when that uplift fades and you're back to the same scenario? And like we said before, this is a very similar budget. We've had some outside help, of course, which has been fantastic, but not massive amounts, So I think for us, it's been really pleasing. But I think the hard bit is that when you get to this point, with 15 games left, you want to stay in it. You don't just want to be a team that's in it up until this point and then fades away. We want to stay in it. And I think our aim really is to get to the next international break, still in the mix. And then you're down to single figures, and then it's about who can win enough games to get to where they want to be. And I think that's how we look at it. It's still about being hard to beat. It's still about being really competitive and hard working as a team. And then I think if you get down to the last 9 games where you need wins, then the attitude then is, you've got to really push and take massive gambles and see if you can do that in order to get what you need, So, but yeah, we're quite pleased.
You look at sometimes teams bottom of the table and so perhaps you could be forgiven for thinking, well, this is an easy game. But I've seen Bolton recently on 2 occasions covering their games, and they're not as bad as their position suggests.
No, it's funny because I think that, you always have a little bit of an Achilles heel some seasons. Sometimes it's your away form. Sometimes it's playing against direct teams. Sometimes it's your home form, as we found this season at times. For us at the minute, it's been the teams in the bottom three where everyone maybe expects a bit more. But I have to say, I agree with you, Tom. I've seen Lenny's side. Obviously, played with Lenny at Leicester. He's a good guy. I've seen his side this season. And every time I've seen them, I've come away thinking, they're a decent side. You know, they've got a lot of experience in the team. They're all fairly comfortable on the ball. You know, the likes of Spearing and Davis are not really going to be overawed with any real occasion. And they'll get on the ball and they'll pass it the same. And they've done well. And I watched them against QPR on Saturday. And they were the better team by quite some margin without creating that much. But, you know, they were comfortable again. So it's going to be a tough game. We know it is. We know it's a tough game. We know that every team can come here and beat you. But it's about us doing what we've done, you know, what we've done most of the time this season. You know, we've won 7 home games, haven't drawn many, and I think if you turned a couple of those defeats into draws, then our home form would look pretty healthy. So, you know, it's up to us to go and win at home. And we know that we're not going to blame anyone else if we can't manage to do that. So we're looking forward to the game. Hopefully the fans are. And it's another one of those where you turn up hoping that the result goes your way.
Will the fact that they played in the Cup and you haven't, will there be a bit more freshness about you? Is it that simple, or are the pros and cons for both?
No, I don't know, but I think, you know, certainly if you've not played for, you know, 9 or 10 games, days rather, then you've obviously got to try and use that to create a little bit of tempo and to use that extra energy that you might have. But I don't know. I mean, you know, they'll have an uplift from playing well on Saturday. I'm sure they'll have an uplift from, I believe they've had a sale agreed today. But again, it's, you know, I think any team that's down there, they're looking for the next win to take them out of trouble and get
within touching distance.
Of course they are, you know, and they've done a good job in getting them into touching distance. But, you know, we're not the sort of side that can ever turn up to a game and say we should expect to win. We're not the sort of side that ever turns up to a game thinking we should have lots more of the ball and create loads of chances. You know, we have to be a side every game that turns up expecting to work harder than the opposition, expecting to try and have a little bit more desire and hope our good players at the top end of a pitch can go and win us the games, and that's it, you know. But I think the most pleasing thing for me at the minute is I think we've only conceded 4 goals in the last 8 games. And now it's really up to our attacking players to take their chances and start winning us games again.
You talked about that, and we've seen it, hard work, the desire and all the other things. Part of me thinks, shouldn't that be a given for any manager? He shouldn't have to ask that. Shouldn't that be a given?
Well, it should, but I think every team now, there's a very different dynamic in a lot of teams in the Championship. You know, some teams have players that have come down from the Premier League and perhaps feel like they need to be in possession of the ball a lot more to get them into the areas they want to be in. I think we're always very humble as a team, and I think what you're trying to do is, you know, as we grow and as we get better and better, What you want to do is add that hard work and desire and determination. I'm struggling to think of a game this season that we've been out of the game. There's not been, I don't think there's been one game, I'm trying to remember, but we've been so far out of the game that the game's been dead. So that shows a lot of character. And I think for us, you know, you want to add that character and that hard work and that energy and that desire and that playing for the shirt with more quality all the time. That's what we're trying to do, of course. And I think at times in games we've shown that quality, Fulham away, Derby away, you know, we've shown that quality. What we've got to do now is show it a little bit more at home, you know, and that's something you're always looking to do as you evolve as a team.
Your strength has been counter-attacking, hasn't it? Having that ability to defend well and catch people on the break. Is that more difficult at home when, especially when a team comes that is prepared to sit back? Does that make it more difficult for you?
Well, I think it does, and I think if you look at it, you know, if we're countering other teams away from home, very good teams, then we're doing exactly the same to them. So it happens in football, and it's a hard thing to solve. No matter what type of team you are, if the opposition get men behind the ball and make it difficult, then it's a hard game. I think what's great for us is I've read something recently about Leicester, and it was talking about their philosophy and talking about their stats and talking about everything about them because they're obviously top of the Premier League. Well, for Leicester, you could have wrote Birmingham, you know, in many ways in terms of the way we're trying to do things. And of course, sometimes, just like Leicester, you have to be what you are. And that causes problems. People are saying about them now, they might struggle against teams at the bottom end of the table when they're playing at home at the Walker Stadium, you know, because they'll sit in and they'll make it hard. So like you say, but we've got to find a solution to that. That's football's all about, you know, if you have a problem with something, you have to find a solution. And if we have to tweak it along the way. But at the minute, we're in a position where I don't think we have to do that much different. And if we start coming towards a point where we really can't get a win at home, then that's when I think you start to look at changing formation and really trying something a bit more revolutionary, if you like.
The way you play, though, that hard work, that desire, it's really compatible with the St Andrews crowd, isn't it? Because that's exactly what they demand.
Well, that's the first thing I said to them, Tom. You know, we've had many discussions about football, haven't we? And I think that any crowd that is a city that's hardworking and industrious and you know, has a real sort of honesty about the history of the city, then I think, you know, that's the first thing I said to the players is, listen, you know, I know you've not won at home for God knows how long, but, you know, go and work hard, go and make tackles, go and show desire. The crowd will lift with you and you'll find that lift will help you to play better and play with more confidence. Because I think it's a little bit of a snowball effect. And I think they've done that. You know, I can't remember a game where the players haven't, you know, worked incredibly hard or haven't competed. And I think with that, of course, we know expectation changes that all of a sudden that's it's almost enough, but it's not quite enough. You know, people now want to see you beat every team that comes, you know. But what I would say is at the moment, you know, hopefully the crowd have got a team that they're fairly proud of. Of course, we want to achieve more and we're all greedy and we want to get more because that's the nature of football. But hopefully people are now turning up to games, whether that be at home or away, expecting that there's a good chance they might see something that they'll like, you know. So, you know, that's a pleasing thing for a manager.